Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Cooking is a polarizing topic in the feminist movement. For many years, women were encouraged to get out of the kitchen and give up their traditional role as cook in favor of taking feminist movement into the workplace. My guest today, Ilana Horwich, has a different take on the role that cooking plays in the feminist movement. As the founder and head chef of Meal and a Spiel, Ilana believes that cooking empowers women. And she has dedicated her professional life to teaching women around the world to tap into and channel their strength through cooking. She's here to help us understand how she came to this realization and why the feminist movement should celebrate getting back into the kitchen. Ilana, welcome. So excited to have you with us.
I'm so happy to be here, Erica.
Yeah, so this is a really interesting, you know, you and I have talked about this before, but I think this is interesting because, you know, growing up, every woman is supposed to get a job, every woman is supposed to, you know, be a mom and do all these different things. And so it's kind of like we've moved out of being the traditional chef, the traditional cook of the family, the traditional house, you know, house mom. So what today?
You're cutting out just a little bit, Erica, so I want to make sure that I understood your question.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I was just saying how this, you know, this is really going, I think a lot of women nowadays are going back to their traditional role as wanting to be a cook and maybe doing it all, you know. I mean, I think there's a lot of pressure on women to do it all. And so maybe they've been in fear of kind of being that, you know, playing that traditional role.
Well, I want to just say first and foremost that, I mean, I do believe that I'm a strong believer that women should get back in the kitchen, but that should be a choice, you know, and that
right.
No woman should feel that she has to do it all, or if that she begins to cook, it has to be a daily thing, or that it should be a chore, nothing along those lines. I mean, for me, what I see women is one of the innate powers of women, one of the innate strengths of women that separate us from the unique strengths of men is that we are natural nurturers. That is mm-hmm. really, biologically speaking, what we are. And that mm-hmm. is sort of historically been seen as a part of weakness. Oh, we're nurturers. Mm-hmm. No, that is a source of extreme strength. And
totally.
That is our power as women, and that has a wonderful place in the kitchen. The kitchen gives us an opportunity to use that nurturing quality as a source of power and strength, to use food to our energy to transform food into love and to share it and to make an impact on the people that we love, to make an impact on ourselves and our society as a whole.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. And I totally agree with you. I think that, like you said, you said when we were talking earlier that, you know, that you put your love, you put your energy, you put your true essence and spirit, I think, into cooking. I mean, I think a lot of us do that enjoy cooking, even if you don't cook every day and even if you don't cook every week even. I think the times that you do that, it is really sharing a part of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is 100%.
So tell the audience and tell us what you specifically teach women and what do you do? You know, the women that come to you, are they looking to connect more with their, with their families, with the part of themselves that feels unnurtured? Like what is it that kind of you, how do you guide women and people in general in your practice?
Women usually come to me with a much more simple, simple request, which is, usually they're like, okay, I'm having a family, I have kids, or I have a husband, and up mm-hmm. until this point, I have been a lawyer, or I have been a businesswoman, or I have been in advertising, or I have been doing some, you know, career girl-minded thing, and now mm-hmm. I do not know how to make chicken. You know, I know how to make one chicken, and that is it.
Yeah.
Help me! That's really, like, what they come for, but, you know, on the underlying layer of that, it's really bringing them back into that femininity, but
yeah.
that is connected to that same strength that they were in their career world. It's not, you know, it's softening, it's bringing them to a softer place, but it's not taking away any of their power. It's actually just connecting one power to the other power.
Right, right. It's almost channeling and channeling that energy into something else.
Absolutely. Right? And there's a lot of fear around cooking. A lot of women have a lot of fear around it because they think they're going to mess it up. So a lot of what I do is just helping people, like, really release the fear. You know, it's like, what if I mess up the salad? Like, well, if you mess up the salad, like, you know what? It's just a salad. You know, there's, problems in the world. Next time, you're going to have a little bit of understanding that you're going to need a little more olive oil and a little less vinegar. And guess what? It will probably it'll be better. And usually, even when you mess up cooking, it's still edible.
So what type of, do you give people, like, practical things to cook, like things that are easy, like, you know, a couple steps or, you know, there's so many different, you know, there's like 15-minute recipes, there's things like that. Do you like to stick to, you know, like beautiful basics like that, or what do you like to teach?
I do a little bit of both. I mean, I definitely do some 30-minute classes, but on Monday I'm teaching one of my most popular classes, which is my soup class, and soup takes hours and hours to cook on the stove, and it doesn't necessarily take that long to prepare it, but that tastes like love at the end of the day. So what I really do is I walk people through the steps that are necessary to be able, I don't just walk them through it, they're doing it in my classes, but take them through the steps so they have an understanding of not just how to make this soup, but how to make soup in general. So it's letting them tap into their own intuitive cooks. And I really, it's not about them coming to see what a great cook I am. I really want people to leave my class and start cooking, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes me happy is when I see that happening.
Well, I mean, I'd want to cook with you. Your energy is just so, you know, electric, and you have such like a passion for what you do. And so can you tell us a little bit about how Meal and a Spiel got started?
Yeah, I can.
How you came up with the title or the name?
Well, the title just came to me, honestly. And when it came to me, I was like trying to think of something that rhymed with food or whatever, meal. It was like meal, feel, you know, food. And a Meal and a Spiel came in, and it just cracked me up. And then I told one friend who's not, it's a Yiddish word, but she wasn't even Jewish. She laughed. And when I heard her laugh, I was like, that's it. That's the title. So
Can you tell everyone what Spiel means for those people that
Spiel,
don't know?
Yeah. For the people that don't know the Yiddish Spiel, Spiel means to really, like, give your opinion, to give your talk, to give your thought on something. So, like, here's my spiel on making soup, or this is Erica's spiel on healthy living, and that could be the title of her radio show. And I got started because basically, you know, my mom, I was raised by a feminist who did not want her daughters in the kitchen. We talked about how I lived in Italy. I got a lot of love for cooking there. And one day a friend who was a lawyer, never learned how to cook, told me she wanted to learn how to cook. I pulled out a piece of some kale. We made a brown rice kale pasta. She couldn't believe how easy it was that she went, told her mother. They called me and offered to pay me to teach them to cook. I sent out a newsletter, not a newsletter, an email saying, I got two more spaces in a cooking class. No one even knew I cooked. And I had
an
almost full class. And then before I knew it, they insisted I do another one. And you know, I've been teaching myself all along. I never went to chefing school. I just knew how to make a few things and realized that a lot of American women just never got that instruction. So, you know, I'm like just so happy to share what I know.
That's so amazing. And I just love your story. It's so inspirational because there are so many people out there that, you know, have this love for something and don't know how to develop that into a passion or a purpose. And so I love to hear stories like your story. And it's amazing that you're here doing that with us today. I just want everyone to know that you could find Ilana at www.mealandaspiel. So it's MEALANDASPIEL.com, mealandaspiel.com, and learn how to cook and learn how to empower yourself and learn healthy recipes and have fun, it sounds like. So thank you so much for being on with us today. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.